Hola.
Welcome to Word to Your Mama, the podcast that amplifies diverse voices and celebrates shared experiences. Hosted by me, Ritzy P., a Latina creative entrepreneur with a background in art, music, and new web technologies. From Academy and Emmy winners to activists, artists, and builders, we celebrate the rich diversity of my multicultural tribe. There will be special guests, mad laughs, and absolutely no BS. Word to Your Mama drops every Monday on your favorite podcast platform. Have you or someone you know encountered a predatory business that is riding the wave of diversity and inclusion? Well, this week's guests, Chef Stewart and Miss Chrissy, have. They are Black husband and wife restaurateurs. Met Chef Stewart and Miss Chrissy when we were still living in Los Angeles at the Crenshaw Farmers Market. And it was lovely to meet them because we were from the same neighborhood and they had delicious Caribbean food. They were showing up, providing healthy, flavorful as hell meals to the community. And they were having conversations. So we were in community. They were for the community. They were building the community. And still, we haven't lived in LA in I don't know how many years now, but we still keep in contact. I still keep abreast of what they're doing because I want them to win. So I made sure that I wanted to have them on the podcast so they could tell their amazing story. So Chef Stewart, he goes from being a barber, being in the military, going to culinary school, and then restaurateur. He was also the executive sous chef under the direction of Roy Choi. But in this episode, we discuss his journey, how Chef Stewart and Miss Chrissy met, the predatory ghost kitchens that they have encountered, that, like I mentioned in the beginning, that are riding this wave. And then the resources for new Black and brown businesses and how important they are, and also to know about it and disperse that information. How they could have left. I mean, he was working under these amazing chefs. He could have left to start his own restaurant, his own, but they both decided to stay in the neighborhood. Like, how amazing is that? And because they get to expose the communities with quality, healthy food. And you don't have to drive out 40, you know, minutes, especially if you live in LA, you know, we're talking about 40 minutes and pay triple for quality food. Also, we discuss, as we do on most episodes, you know, mental health and how therapy really changes lives. So if you're in the LA area or beyond, you definitely want to follow them, support them, hire them. Let's do this. All right. Hola, guys. How are you guys doing?
Good. All right. How are you?
How are you?
So great to see you. And I also love that it's super authentic because we're talking to, you know, husband and wife, you know, restaurateurs, caterers. And we're up in the kitchen. Like, you can't get more authentic than that.
No, you can't.
Amazing.
Yeah.
So how have you guys been? It's been a while since I've seen you guys. What have you guys been up to, and how's it been?
It's been pretty good. We have the ups, the downs. I think the last time.
Last time we spoke. Was it
the Crenshaw Baldwin Hills Farmers Market?
And we had finally got into a space on Crenshaw 30th. We were there for 2 years.
Right.
COVID hit. We didn't even lose it because of COVID. We lost because they sold the building.
Yeah.
And it's been bouncing around ever since then. So it's literally just we'll get to one kitchen. It's all right. This is not going to work. We were in a ghost kitchen for a year that we paid, that we were signed a contract for a whole year. It took 6 months to get in.
And we were paying rent.
I was like, it's bouncing all around the place. We're still moving.
I would say making better decisions and doing our research a lot more. We just feel like, when it comes to small businesses, there's a lot of different organizations or companies who are real predatory towards small businesses, especially minority businesses.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
So I think The ghost kitchen we were in, it just was a play on like small businesses to me. Like they had a real marketing team and they would put a salesperson that looks like you in front of you and tell you what you need to know and what I'm trying to bring my people in. It just the company was just, once we got in and gave them our money, it was bad. It was terrible. And we just are learning how to move differently. And sometimes things just take a little more time, you know?
Now it's just paying for a lawyer to read through things.
Yeah. Contracts, everything. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
That's, and that, this is why I love having these conversations, because first of all, my tribe is dope and I'm so happy that when we lived in the area, we met you guys through the food first, through the amazing food. And then, you know, we got to talk because we're part of each other's community. And, you know, I think it's imperative for Black and brown people of color to help each other and support each other. And this is why I like having these conversations, because, you know, there's tactics. People are hip to the game. They're like, oh, diversity, inclusion, let's, you know, and there are a lot of predatory people out there. But also, it's very important for people to understand, you need to make sure to, if you can afford to hire a lawyer at that moment, make sure to have someone, multiple people look it over, right? Yes. Minimum, read it. So a lot of people don't read it. You know?
Absolutely. It's like, it's read through it. Whatever you don't understand, find out what it means. And that's just what we've been learning. And like, even we've been approached even about coming to different spaces now, but we're like taking a step back, going to the drawing board. Okay, where are we? What are we bringing in? How much is going out? Like, the space looks great. It has everything.
No numbers. Gotta know numbers.
But you gotta know your numbers and how you can maintain.
Yeah.
You know, a lease that's $5,000 a month, and then still have money for your cost of goods and, you know, team members.
How to pay yourself. Pay the stuff at the house, you know, things like that.
Yes. So we've definitely been taking slower steps, but taking risk at the same time. If that makes sense.
Calculated
risk. Yeah. Do your due diligence. Yes. Do what you can, what's in your power to do. And also we have the internet, which could be a great resource sometimes. It's kind of hard. You have to shift through a bunch of stuff. But I'm glad that you guys are survivors of all that, you know, because we know a lot of, restaurants, trucks, caterings that didn't make it at all. And here you guys are, you know, still pushing through. So that's amazing. Felicidades to that. So let's take it back. And where are you two born and raised, and how did you meet?
All right. So I was born in Los Angeles, raised in Los Angeles till about 14. Then I went to Atlanta, Georgia.
Where in Atlanta?
Jefferson Park. So Crenshaw and Jefferson. So I went to Virginia Road. So I've been over there, you know, whole life. Then end up moving back there. So when we bought our house, it's back in the same neighborhood.
So I'm from LA as well, but I grew up in a different neighborhood. I grew up off of Normandy and 48. So that's near like Manual Arts High School. And so that's where I grew up with my family. And then when I ended up going to college, my mom divorced my stepdad and then ended up moving to the West Adams Crenshaw area, which is close to where Stuart grew up. So she moved there when I was in college. And so then when I came back home, that's where she was. And then I have a brother who's 10 years younger than me. So I started like, you know, when I moved back home from school, taking him to the barbershop and to doing errands for her for him. And so Stuart was my brother's barber. So that's how we initially met. At the barbershop on Crenshaw and Exposition.
At the barbershop.
So I would bring my brother to get his hair.
Is that barbershop still there?
It just closed down.
It got sold. It got sold about 4 years ago, and there was a new owner in there. And then I think they just sold it.
Yeah. And I had told my brother, I was like, "Oh, your barber's cute," and he was like, "What?" And I was like, "Oh, he's cute," and then he was like, "Okay, whatever." Yeah. So I remember I brought him to get his haircut September 2005 before he started eighth grade.
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't know. He came outside.
He
asked me my name, and we kind of just went from there. And I
thought her name was different. I hadn't, you know, she's only the second person I've ever known that had the name Christiane. So I was like, oh.
Yeah. And so we met in 2005, and we've been rolling ever since. We got married in 2010. And our anniversary is next week. Yeah. So,
happy anniversary.
Thank you. 14 years married.
Yeah.
So, that's how
14 years strong.
Yeah. And then when I met him,
that's awesome.
He always has this joke I guess it really happened. When we first hung out, one of the second times we hung out, I came by his house and I was like, "What do you have to eat?" And he was like, "What?"
Yeah.
But
I've been cooking for her ever since.
That's how I say that, because that's how I learned to know how to cook. And I was like, "Oh wow, you can cook?" And he was like, "Yeah, like I love cooking." And I was like, "Oh, why didn't you go to culinary school?" And he was just like, "I don't know. Like I was just working." And he has two daughters, beautiful daughters from a previous marriage. And so he was like, I just had to work and do those things. And I was like, you should go to culinary school.
I had just got out of the Marine Corps, I think, a year before I met him. Maybe like a year and a half.
So he signed up for culinary school. He started in like 2006.
Six, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that's interesting, because I wanted to find out what was the route and what made you go, to culinary school. But that's crazy. From veteran to barber to culinary school, and then you went to like not just whatever school, you went to Le Cordon Bleu in Pasadena, and then you worked under some amazing chefs. One of them who is the Supernatural Bear's uncle, Roy Choi. But what you worked in all these amazing kitchens, what was the moment that you remember that you're like, nah, I'm done, I'm going to go off on my own?
Well, I think I was still working under Roy Choi, and it was a good experience. It was a cool experience, but I was just like, I put a lot into it. And I don't know, for whatever reason, I think I just felt like this is not giving me what I want. I know pretty much at that time that was everything I had, and I didn't think it all the way through, but I was just like, no, I just went and did it on my own. It was literally a snap decision. And there was no thought behind it or anything. It was just like, I'm just going to try this on my own. And which is why it's taken so long.
And then
there was no planning.
I feel like you guys have done well for yourself. So then you went off, you're like, that's it. No thinking, no planning. You left. And then when did you guys decide to join forces? Like, Chrissy, what were you doing? When did you quit that? And how did this, what we have today, happen?
So I still haven't quit. So I'm a high school counselor. And I think just sometimes when you work in education, your time is a little more flexible, because we have a lot of vacation time and when school's off. So what happened was when he completely was like, okay, Chris, this is what I want to do. We were like, all right, well, let's do catering. Let's figure these things out. So what I did, I just took the resources from people. I mean, like I just dug out through relationships of people I know. So I'm like, okay, I work at a public school. They're always ordering lunch for us. So we started out by like providing a lunch menu to the school I work at. And then that turned into other schools in that district started ordering. And so eventually he was providing catering for 4 to 5 schools in the district I was working in. And then, so then we learned how to become vendors. So my friend at the time who worked there taught me how, put us on as a vendor for the whole district. So till this day, so that was back in 2012. Until this day, we still get jobs. I don't work for that district anymore, but we still get, we're still a vendor for the district. So that started getting hip to vendors. So I started out, I realized, okay, I'm the background. Like I'm the one who's going to like,
she's the face, she talks to people.
But I'm the one that's going to create the relationship. So then I started applying to be vendors for other companies, other districts. And just so that's why we decided to do, well, Stuart actually decided to do the farmer's market.
Yes.
You know, where we met you, and as a way to just put ourselves out in our community.
To try and get more, the whole purpose in doing the farmer's market is so I could get more catering. It was just so we could, you know, people could try the dishes and we could get more catering.
Yeah. So I still do work, but... our goal, when we talked about planning, we have sat down and we're, you know, trying to plan things out to where when I can, step out.
Yeah.
Because I do really enjoy building our business. It is a lot of work, but there's times where you have to be completely focused on certain areas and that he has to be focused. And if he's the creative brain, then I need to be focused on the business side, you know, and social media, everything. Like we were doing a lot ourselves and now we have someone who does our website.
Yeah.
But these are all, we've been really blessed because we've been able to meet people who have shared their resources with us. We did a incubator in 2020 and 2021, a business incubator. It's called Lacey. It was the founder's business. FBA, Founders Business Association.
Yes.
So Lacey is a Los Angeles clean tech, and they are a nonprofit that focuses on helping individuals who create businesses through technology to help our environment. It's actually a really cool organization. Yeah. So then they wanted to help people in the community who are business owners who needed mentors. And so we did that program and we had 3 amazing, amazing mentors who are in business and on their own, where we were able to just meet people who, that's how we met our webmaster.
Yeah. Yeah.
And not that it's free, but it's just, it's affordable that, yeah, for but us.
There's people that do quality work. Like we didn't have to like trudge and find somebody. Like, this guy he's just really good.
Mm-hmm. And we realized that that's what we needed. Right. And I remember, I don't know if you ever came to the donut shop, but I remember like people would come and they're like,
Once?
Okay. Yeah. People would come. So you remember what it looked like. And so people would come and they're like, yes, your website is like beautiful. And like,
it doesn't match the
place. And I'm like, oh, I know. But I'm saying like in that incubator, we learned so much that we just didn't know. And, you know, everything was like, just how to, like we had a business plan, but we learned how to do a roadmap. You know, we learned.
How to hone it. Basically just hone the business plan, make it a lot better.
Yeah, we realized after that incubator, we had to get a bookkeeper because we were doing our own QuickBooks. You know, and it just,
it was all bad,
you know, and I really thank God for that opportunity for us, because when all the grants and things came from COVID, we had everything aligned. Like we had our LLC, we had our city tax number, our sales tax, everything, all those things that you needed to qualify for those programs. Yeah, there was definitely ways they could weed you out.
Yeah.
And, and being in that incubator, we learned all of the things, how to set up our business to the point where we can't be denied any of that free money or opportunity. The one thing we're working on now is certifications. I know that's really a big thing.
We have quite a few, but it's just there's different organizations that you have to get certified through.
Yeah.
So we'll have one organization and one company was like, well, we don't accept that one. We want the certification from here. So
yeah. So that's pretty much, I know, a long answer for my role, but I actually really enjoy it, which is why I want to do it, you know, more on a full time basis.
Because
that's a perfect answer because I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Go ahead. I was just going to say,
I think there's a delay. I think that's why there's a delay.
It's a little delay. When we first started, and I was, especially when I was at like 5 farmers markets a week,
it was tough.
That was going nuts because I would stay up, cook, and then try to do paperwork. Like I don't know how many times I've had to pay and renew my old sales license because I'll lose track, let it lapse. You gotta set up the processes so you're not trying to do everything anymore.
Pretty much like set up our systems.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We were learning that.
Right. And have people in place. That's very important because you're saving like opportunity costs, right? Like your time, your valuable time, instead of doing paperwork, accounting, all those other things, you could be concentrating on whatever you're good at, right? Like Chef Stewart, just creating recipes, cooking, and then this could be done by someone else that they get paid for it. So you're not having to do research. Like I think there's a lot of times, especially in our communities, where we're like, I don't want to pay for it, I'll just do it. But then you're like spending 20 hours doing research and also maybe not even doing it that well. So why not pay someone to do it and all that stuff? So that's fantastic that you mentioned that that program. Like this is what we need more of. We need to be able to disperse information and get information out to all marginalized communities. Like absolutely, this is what you need to have a business, like these incubator things, to have these mentorships. This is super invaluable for us to grow. And then what happens is you tell your people, I tell my people, we tell our families, we tell our community, and and it grows, right? Like it grows. And like, because we don't gatekeep.
I tell everybody about it. Like we would, there's a friend of ours who sells candles. We met her at the farmer's market, Mosaic Candles. And I told her, I was like, you need to do this program. And like her quality of her candles are amazing. And she was like, okay, send it to me. And not only did I send it to her, I emailed the director over the program. I was like, I'm referring this person. Like, that's what I'll do. Like, I'll go to that point to even, once I tell them, I actually email the director of the program. Like, these are the people I'm referring, because it just enlightened us so much. And then even the organization, they hire us to cater, you know, we've catered several opportunities for them. So that's when we did the program. We were like, people need to hear about this.
Yeah.
Like our Black and Brown folks who've been working hard as hell, and their mom and pops need to hear this. Just so that way that they are not mowed down in their neighborhoods, you know, like they can keep their buildings, like they can keep their spots. So it was a really great opportunity.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. And so we've been talking for a little bit, and what we keep coming back to is community. How important is community, and why was it important, besides having people taste your food at the farmer's market? And that's the way I found you guys. How important is community, and how important is it to expose our communities to quality, healthy food?
Oh, yeah. That's probably one of my main reasons for doing this, because there was nothing around. You know, besides, you know, I know on a smaller scale, I was trying to give the neighborhood I grew up in, you know, some food that we don't have to we didn't have to travel to, you know, the West Side for. You know, I used to have people come to the donut shop on Sundays and would just sit there and eat because they were like, oh, we didn't. First, they were like, oh, we didn't know this was here. Mm-hmm. Like this, they were like, we didn't have to travel, go anywhere.
Yeah.
So they would come in there on Sunday and sit down and eat. I mean, yeah, not the it was a donut shop, but you know, the food was so good, they would come sit.
Yeah.
So that's the main thing. You gotta have the exposure. If they, you know, if we don't give exposure to things that are quality, you know, that's what we're gonna think. That's what we're gonna know what we're exposed to.
And then it was just something that the whole family can eat.
Exactly.
Right? You know, especially like if you have kids, you know, and it's like, you know, one may not want this or the other, but all of our options was like available for anyone that can have. And, you know, they wouldn't be paying over $40, you know, for, you know, a meal.
Right.
And then the quality was there. The taste was there. And the vibrancy was there. So it's like, you know, because where we were located, which we actually still live in that area, you know, there was only the fast food places, you know, and I mean, we barely have a grocery store. Don't even get me started on that. You know, so it was just like that's how we wanted to connect and serve our community. Like, how can we do it where everyone's not going to have an event that's catered?
Yeah.
So, which is why we have our meals that are available. Even when we left the donut shop, we would do different days where you could pick up individual meals. Yeah. We don't really consider ourselves meal prep, but our meals are healthy to the point where you could turn it into your own meal prep. Yeah. So it's like we just wanted to connect with our community in that way because we were tired of driving all the way somewhere to get something different, you know? And so, I mean, now we live in where we are in West Texas.
Right.
So it's
There's a lot of stuff now. It's different now.
But, you know, we're talking about like 4 or 5 years ago, you know? So, but that's why we don't want to leave because we want to still be in this community. We want to still serve our community where we grew up. And we're not trying to compete with the big money that's been put on Adams, but we want to just contribute and be available to folks, you know? So,
like, we still here.
Right. And I think what is also beautiful is that you guys, just by doing what you guys were doing, you guys were an example and showed the community that you could also say, like, you also provided meatless options, but they were flavorful as hell. And it wasn't like the normal basic stuff. And I think that was important because, you know, we're not vegetarian all the time, but I like to, you know, switch it up a couple of days a week, you know, just to kind of, And to know that, like, oh, I can have not just, you know, the typical pasta and the like you know, have flavor options. Yeah. And I think that was important for the community, you know, to especially to know, like, oh, you know, maybe there are some dietary restrictions and you can't really eat meat or something. And it's like, well, this is hella flavorful. You can do this. You can switch it up, you know. And also, I think it's also important, like, from just knowing that it's recipes from historically from the communities. I think that's very powerful too, right? Like, people don't know that these healthy things that if people that are listening, if you're not from LA, where we lived.
Gracias for listening to Word to Your Mama. I have a unique cross section of guests on here because I'm a consultant who thrives at the intersection of creative innovation, tech, and community impact. There are a variety of ways we could work together, so check out ritzyperiwinkle.com to learn more. Link in the bio.
This is your friendly reminder to take a deep breath. Este es tu recordatorio para que respires profundo. Take a deep breath in. Inhala profundo. Exhale as you observe your breath, letting all the air out. Exhala, observando tu exhalación, dejando salir todo el aire. Would you like to help me reach my mission of teaching meditation to 1 million children? ¿Te gustaría ayudarme a alcanzar mi misión de enseñar meditación a 1 millón de niños? I invite you to join me in the Decide Balance Oasis, a safe space where families can find bilingual meditations and mindfulness practices and so much more. Te invito a que te unas conmigo en el Decide Balance Oasis, un espacio seguro donde las familias pueden encontrar meditaciones bilingües y prácticas de atención plena y mucho más. Go to DecideBalance.com for more details. I'll see you in the Oasis. Visita DecideBalance.com para obtener más información. Nos vemos en el Oasis.
To go to what we're talking about, the west side, to get the healthy stuff, depending on the time of day, not even going on freeways, 40 minutes, right? Yeah. Minimum 40 minutes. Absolutely. And it's going to be triple the price for like the stuff that you guys are selling. So to not have to do that and know, oh, wait, that's from our neighborhood. That's from our community. That's from our lineage, or that's from, you know, our ancestors or whatever, to know that like there's levels of how important it is to educate and provide for our community. All right. So let's go now into the questions and comments from the audience. We have one question, but a very, very important question.
Okay.
How do you get your pineapple ginger juice to be so crazy delicious? And this is from the Supernatural Bear.
I know.
It's a lot of ginger. I think for a, like, because I'm usually making like 2 gallon batches. There's like about three pounds of ginger almost. So it's a lot of ginger, a lot of peel.
It is. We're gonna have to do it.
It is delicious.
I know, you guys.
It is delicious. Like, I've had, we would like, when you started selling the bigger ones, we're like, yeah, let's take that. We've tasted different ones, like from, especially through the neighborhood, right? Like, you know, it's like in the neighborhood, we could get that. But it doesn't taste like yours. I don't know what it is. You don't got to tell the secret, but just people need to know. It doesn't taste like yours. Yours is the best.
I tell him that all the time. It's amazing. Like, I'm telling you, I've been with him a long time and he still amazes me. I'm like, stuff I wouldn't have drunk or tasted. Like, but no, his pineapple ginger is on point. Yeah. But you and Supernatural Bear love that. It's
really, honestly, loved
when,
it.
When they, you know, it was always a joke in the kitchen, you know. It says, this is good today. What did you do? You know, when I used to work on the line, it was like, oh, I put love today. So, honestly, yes, if you don't love it, you're going to taste it. You're going to taste, if you're not into it, there's days when, you know, I don't feel like I don't really feel like cooking or things, but when you get into it, it's like, okay, no, you still remember what you're doing this for. And you get, you know, you push past that. But if you just don't feel it, you're going to taste it. Like, you are going to taste the difference.
Right.
Yeah. It's still a big seller.
Right.
Yeah.
Just like, it's still a big seller. Yeah. And I was telling the Supernatural Bear, I was like, oh, I'm going to talk to, you know, Chef Stewart and Miss Chrissy and, you know, what's your, you know, do you have a question? He's like, oh yeah, you got it. And he's like, I go, yeah, I saw that I think they still sell. He's like, you need to get us some ASAP.
We can ship it to you guys. We ship it to you guys. We do that now.
Really? It ships? It's shippable?
Yeah.
Oh, it's on and popping. Let me tell him. He's like, can't they ship it? I go, I don't think so, mijo. I don't think that's possible. But now that it's possible, please believe it'll put an order. And also, please, people, whoever's watching or listening, we're going to have all the links so you can, you know, get all this stuff, hire them and order all these things.
Absolutely.
Before we get into the not so rapid fire questions, I wanted to find out at the time of recording this, you know, this show just won the Golden Globe for best television series in a musical or comedy, and that's The Bear. So I don't know if you guys have a chance to watch it, what you guys think about it.
Yes, we actually talked about
The first season of it, I was like, ooh,
getting PTSD.
I was like, that is just like,
I was gonna say PTSD.
He was getting PTSD. I ask him often, does he miss that type of
back then, yes, but it is, that's a completely different life. That's a lifestyle. You get up, you're getting ready basically to go back to work. You know, you do whatever you got to do. Some people at the gym do whatever, but yeah, you're pretty much getting ready to go back to that. I remember my first sous chef job when I worked at First and Old, and man, it was, I pretty much just lived there, and I would leave. Yeah. I think we had
just moved in together.
Yeah, we had just moved in together. I lived there. I would get off at like midnight. And
sometimes 1:30 in the morning.
It'd be like 1, and then I go eat. You know, I'm hungry, so I would go to Pacific Dining Car. Now it's gone. That's gone now. But I go eat there, and that was my routine for about a year.
Yeah. No, we love that show.
Dang.
We went back to watch it, and
yeah,
it's a really good show, and it just really shows you how hard people in the kitchen work, you know, and how when your food comes out the way it does, how much love and how much preparation went into that, sweat,
you have all these different people coming together to try to get this out, mm-hmm. and you know. You're gonna have those fights in the kitchen. You know, that's a real thing. It happens a lot.
Yeah. Especially the older generation meeting the newer generation.
Yeah.
That's one thing about the show we really were talking about. Like how you have the newer generation coming in and the older generation is like, well, I've been here. And that's real too.
Yeah.
That's real talk.
I bet.
Yeah.
Oh, I bet. Yeah, I love that show so much. And so I always ask anyone that I know that's in the food, you know, industry. And I haven't heard anyone that hasn't said the same thing. PTSD, like all over again. Okay, so let's get into the not so rapid fire questions, aka slow as hell questions. Are you ready? I'm just going to go like Chef Stewart and Chrissy. I'll go back and forth and to who answers it first.
Okay.
You guys ready?
Okay. Sure.
Three words to describe yourself. Chrissy.
Energetic, funny. I can be shy at times.
Chef?
This is hard for him.
Yeah. Reserved, quiet, dual personality.
He's just talented.
Creative. In the kitchen, I'm a very different person.
Oh, he is. Oh.
Really? Yeah. You're reserved outside of the kitchen, but inside the kitchen, beast. Just beast mode.
Yeah.
Yes. I'm like, okay.
Like, you know, very calm. Very calm.
You're like, who is this?
Very calm outside.
I can walk this real quick. Okay. Yes, Chef.
Right. Okay, the next one. What's the best piece of advice you've received? Chef first.
No one cares how the sausage is made as long as it's done. That's literally what I took with me in business. No one cares. No one cares as long as if someone orders something, no one cares how I get, you know, whether you got it or not, as long as you have it.
I think the best piece of advice I've received is to, man, I've been working on myself. And it's to be fully who I am and not alter myself for other people. And I say that because that's something I've been working on for the last year and a half. I had to realize I was a real people pleaser. And so, going to therapy changes my life. And so, yeah, be wholly who you are.
I love that. And I also love the fact that you mentioned therapy, because that's something that we all somehow, some way, it comes out in these conversations. And I think it's very important as we strive to normalize and destigmatize mental health in our communities. Mm-hmm. And also in the show notes, there's always a mental health resource page. I just posted it the other day, and it's for, you know, people of color, you know, disabled and LGBTQIA plus that are specific for our communities. And it's ever evolving and ever changing. And I think that's very important. And Chrissy, felicidades for investing in yourself and your overall health. Cause I think we, you know, especially because our insurances, some insurances don't cover it, but it's health. It's all health, right? And so I think that's very important.
Yeah, no, it is very, it's very
right.
Important. Yeah. Yeah, no, it is. It's
yes, right. It is. Exactly.
Like us as women of color, I'm learning that I don't always have to be so strong. And so even though that example in front of me was so strong, my mom is even the one who's told me, you don't have to do that all the time. And so realizing that I have a partner here who I can lean on, and I had to learn that really late in our marriage that I don't have to be the one to handle everything.
Yeah.
So yeah. Yeah.
I used to tell all the stuff like, what are you?
That's huge. That's really huge. I'm really happy to hear that, like, sincerely, because a lot of us deal with that, you know. Like I said recently, I'm in the same, probably in the similar vibe with my therapy. And I've been telling people, I was like, I think I've entered my soft era, right? Where like, I don't have to be as hard and strong and support and take it all in and not say anything, just because that's kind of what was shown to us. We saw that, and, you know, and now it's just like, oh, well, we can be multifaceted, and you and I, Chrissy, I think are fortunate that we have amazing partners that we can, you know, absolutely, balance and do all that stuff. And I think that's exciting and important also for people to hear, the youngsters. We do have youngsters that watch and listen to the show, that it's never too late, right? Like, it can evolve and you can get to this point. It doesn't matter.
No, you're never too late. It doesn't matter. You can evolve. Like, I'll be 42 this year, and I swear, you know, they put this thing on when you turn 40, like, it's like this, it's like, whoo, you're turning 40, like, here we go. And for me, I turned 40, and I was like, why do I feel like this, you know? So it was just so the journey is, I'm still working, and I feel so much better to just express those things, because I want other people to hear that, you know? So. Sorry, more rapid fire questions.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. No. That's why they're called the rapid fire, the not so rapid fire questions, the AKA slow as hell questions, because this is what happens sometimes. So no worries. Okay, so the next question is, what is your go-to song that you play when you need to get hyped? Whoever wants to go first.
Ooh.
Whoever has it first.
Down by Law, Killer Mike.
Okay.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay, so mine comes in different ways, but lately what I've been on is the Carter's album, Ape Shit.
Perfect. Okay, so these songs are going on to our Word to Your Mama guest hype song playlist. And yours will go up to the top. And I think Killer Mike might already be on there, I think. But I think those specific songs, the Carters, I don't think we have anything from that album. So I think they'll be the first, maybe. So yeah, okay. And we'll have a link in the show notes, and you can listen to all the songs that we have on there.
Okay.
Final question, guys.
Okay.
What was that? I didn't hear that part.
Oh no, I was just saying that whole album, I can listen to that album on repeat, and he just can. It gets me.
It's a great album.
The whole day.
It's a great album. Yeah. Killer Mike.
Nice. Okay, the final question. What will be your legacy? Whoever wants to go first, or if it's a joint answer, let us know.
More than anything, even without business, that I was a stand-up person. That whatever I said I was going to do, I did.
Absolutely. I like what Sarah said, and to make sure that our kids, you know, have those same values in mind, and we want them to be successful, but at the same time, we want them to be good people.
Yeah,
you know, and
right,
and leave a positive impression. Like, look at us. Like, look how long ago we met you in Supernatural Bear, and like here we are in 2024 on your amazing, you know, yeah, podcast and connecting like
thanks,
there was no space before. And why is that? Because we left a good impression as people, and you did on us as well. So that is a big one, you know, that we were good people, good hearts.
Yeah. Well, I can say legacies are already in place because you are definitely good people, and it's also reflected. I haven't seen him in forever, but when we last time we saw, you know, your youngest, your son, and so I see that. You guys have already started that, and you guys, you know, it's already here, and you guys have touched so many people, not only with your food, but how you treated folks when, you know, we came to your stall. It wasn't like, here, take it, go. Like, if you paid, you didn't treat us the way that Ghost Kitchen, treated you guys.
Absolutely. Yeah, we develop relationships with our customers, you know, and I feel like that's what we have now. We have so many repeat customers. We just connect with them.
Yeah.
And like say if I go take food outside, when people come pick up, Sir's like, you still were outside? Because, you know, like, first of all, they drove all this way to come pick up something.
Yeah.
I just like to have like a conversation and like, thank you, like dig in a little bit to them. And we even started doing that with like, after every job, I send out a nice electronic thank you card, and like I just those little things go a long way.
We really do appreciate anybody that's ever, you know, spent a dollar with us, you know, we appreciate that.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you.
Right. No, that's amazing. I really appreciate you guys and everything you guys do. It's those little touches, and what a lot of people don't understand, you know, because there's a lot of money to be made for all of us. A lot of money that's given to people that aren't even doing a quarter of what we do. Right. So I think what they don't understand is they go by numbers. Like, how many followers do you have, and how many But what they fail to understand is that when it comes to people of color, our fans, our customers, our clients, the numbers might not be the same as our white counterparts, but the return, our investment is higher than they could ever want. They could have 1 million followers, but if we have 10 followers, they're going to ride for us hard, and they're going to tell everybody and their mother about us because we have these relationships, because they see themselves in us, because whatever, all these different things. And I think that people need to hear that. Like, they need to hear this is fantastic, because they could see the love, sweat, and tears that you guys put into this. But at the same time, you guys are trying to figure out how you can work smarter and not harder, but still provide the same level of service and attention to detail. I mean, this is what it's about. This is why these mentorships, these incubators, why it's important for this conversation to share this information. So I really appreciate you guys coming on and your time. Please tell the folks how they can reach you, all the good things.
So we're on Instagram at Who's Hungry LA.
Yes.
We're on TikTok as Who's Hungry One. We're on Facebook, Who's Hungry Caribbean and Catering.
Yep.
Our website is whoshungrycatering.com. All very easy. It all starts with Who's Hungry.
Yeah.
So our website is whoshungrycatering.com. And everybody's hungry. And so on our website, you can order individual meals. You don't have to have a catering event.
Yes.
If you are having something, you can click on there and check it out. You can send us an email very easily from our website. And even on our social media, our email is linked on there and our phone number. So check us out. We are having a dinner on January 20th, 2024. It's called Chef Dinner Experience with Chef Stewart. I'm sure Stewart has an extensive fine dining background, and he loves fine dining, so, and he wants to share this, it with our folks. Yeah. So
this is fun for me because I get to, you know, most time we're at the market or they're just picking up food, but no, I want to set up a whole experience.
Yeah. So it's going to be on January 20th at 7:30. If you go to our website, you can check out the link for the tickets on Eventbrite. Yes. And speaking of relationships, we are having it at a Black owned coffee shop called LA Coffee Grind. Coffee Grind and Tea House on Pico and Redondo if you live in LA.
Yes.
So check it out. She has amazing coffee. Her name's Vanessa.
Really good coffee.
And so we're gonna turn her coffee shop into a beautiful dinner experience. And these young ladies, two chicks in a picnic, are creating our dinner scape. So they're decorating everything. So if you would like to come, buy your tickets. So
love it.
Now.
We'll have all the links in the show notes. And, you know, I'm here. My tribe is dope. I don't mess around. If I have people on here, it's because I know them or I am a fan of them, but I happen to know them and I am a fan of them. Their food is on point. You heard the Supernatural Bear. He loves the pineapple ginger. I love it. I wish I had it like a machine that just...
It's coming.
I wish I had a machine in the fridge that just was like burr, 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 like soda, but it was that would be amazing. And it's super healthy. So I'm excited. So thank you so much. Muchísima gracias. And I'm excited to see how much you guys grow. And, thank you so much for everything.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
We appreciate you guys. And this is so awesome. And we wish you so much in your endeavors and what you're doing for the community.
Yes.
Your podcast is dope. And I've learned so much. So please keep us informed as you've been doing. So thank you.
Thank you, guys.
I really appreciate it.
All right.
There you have it, folks. You got Chef Stewart and Chrissy letting people know their story, how hard it is out there for Black and brown businesses, because we don't know what we don't know. And it's super important for information to be dispersed so that others can avoid having these issues. And it just completely sucks that there's these predatory people out there that are taking advantage of and riding this wave of, you know, inclusion and stuff. They're like, yo, let's get people that look like them and let's tell them that we're going to promise them this, because we're just going to do the money grab. And as always, muchísimas gracias for listening, for watching, because we're on the YouTubes now. We're on the YouTubes. And a free way you could support is to subscribe, tell your folks, tell your peeps, tell your friends. Leave reviews so that people on the different platforms, you know, can get, see that on the pages and all that stuff. Oh, we just got on Good Pods. We just got like number 50 something. So top 50 podcasts in the relationship category. How did we get on the relationship category? I don't know, but still we are in the top 50. I think we're like number 30 something. So that's amazing. This is the way you can support. Also, if you're listening to this or watching this when it drops, so the mid-March, if you will, is the day after St. Patty's Day. That's what I'm wearing, my green, Mexico por vida. Then, you know, there's some speaking engagements that I have upcoming. So there'll be a link in the show notes so you can see the different places that I'll be speaking at. So on the 26th, live, I'll be in Los Angeles presenting at the AMBY Awards, which are like basically the podcast awards. High level, from indie to, you know,
the ones that you see all the time on the Apple pages or Spotify, like those high level ones, and including some independent ones, I'm going to be presenting one of the awards. I don't know which one yet, but I will be there. So if you happen to be at the awards, hit me up. Let's connect. And I will definitely have a link to see where you could view it. I know that previous episodes or previous awards, they had them available online. And then after that, like literally the next week, I head out to New York to go back to the NFT NYC conference at Javits Center. And we'll see if my face will be on Times Square again like it was last year, which was an amazing moment. Because if you guys have listened to this podcast or watched this podcast for a while, you know how much I love me some New York City, New York. So if I'm on there again, that'll be amazing. And then just announced June 8th, I will be presenting, speaking, and doing a breakout session at Hustle and Socialize in San Antonio, Texas. On the 7th, there's going to be a VIP only situation. And then the 8th is for everyone else. And then if you're interested in rolling, you know, there'll be a link in my show notes, but hit me up and I have an additional discount code, but only if you email me or only if you DM me. And the Supernatural Bear says hello. He might be retired, but he's still my little man's, and he sees me when I'm editing and doing all this stuff, and he loves this episode because he loves the pineapple ginger situation and also some of their food that we used to get on the reg. He was saying that he wishes there was a sanitized pipeline that goes from where we live to LA so we could just get it pumped in. Right. But anyways, again, thank you so much for the support. You could buy some from the store. If you buy an I Am My Ancestors Vengeance shirt and you send me a photo with you in it, with your name, your title, what organization, how you want to be listed, and what the phrase I Am My Ancestors Vengeance means to you, boom. We'll post you. We'll post you on the socials. We'll say, you know, what that means to you. And also, muchísima gracias as like a thank you, because to see my handwriting on people all over the world wearing my shirt in crazy spaces, like Naisha, co-host of Word to Your Mama, she wore it to a visit at a plantation. Tears. When she sent that to me, how much it meant to her, how much it meant to me to see my relative just live, be who she is. And she is her ancestor's vengeance. And I'm going to start crying. But and be at a plantation and be, I think there, in you could see on Instagram, I do a little video reel of the photos that she took. And there's somewhere she's at the side of the plantation and somewhere she's literally, they're all dilapidated and you can't even tell, but where the enslaved ancestors lived and wearing that shirt, her being there, but embodying the spirit of being her ancestors' vengeance. Ugh. It's just amazing. So thank you so much for the support and send me that stuff. Yeah, and like always, we reap. Word to Your Mama is owned and produced by Ritzy P. Intro beat produced by Nico Beats. For partnership inquiries and contact info, check out wordtoyourmama.com. And as always, Word to Your Mama is brought to you by RitzyPeriwinkle.com. And now, introducing
the Supernatural Bear Corner.
Supernatural Bear. Burp.